Chapter 15. Getting Tooed from Tammy. "Weren't you at your dad's last weekend?" Tammy asks.
"Uh-huh,"
I say, pretending to be preoccupied with the contents of my locker. "So, what happened to you this weekend? I called you a gazillion times." She looks genuinely confused. The fact that she doesn't even consider I blew her off makes me feel like a piece of gum on my shoe. Can someone explain why there are so many pieces of gum on the ground? What reason could one possibly have for spitting his gum onto the sidewalk? Are people so lazy that they can't wait till they reach a garbage can? "Sorry, it was just one of those weekends," I say, desperately racking my brain for something to distract her. Maybe I should pretend slip, or dump my pencil case onto the floor. Brainstorm! I have awesome news. She leans against her locker and gives me an okay sign.
"Yeah? What?"
Operation Distract Tammy successful. Now how do I tell her the good news without mentioning my weekend? I don't want to get into a discussion about Friday since I probably should have invited her, so I'm going to dive right into the awesome part. I motion to her to follow me into the girls' bathroom. I don't want to hyperventilate in front of everyone. When the door swings closed behind us, I gush. "Raff asked me to spring fling." Since Tammy is well aware of my Raff/Mick obsession, I expect her to jump up and down in delight, or at least smile. Instead, she shakes her head and looks at me as if I've just told her my mother is a Martian, which truthfully wouldn't be so far off since she's a witch, but whatever.
"Are you crazy?" she asks. "You can't go to spring fling."
"Why? What's her problem?" I turn the water on, wet my fingers, then run them through my hair.
"Hello? Your dad's wedding is on the same night."
Oops. I forgot about that tiny snag. But still, that doesn't mean Tammy has to thunderstorm all over my parade. Maybe she's jealous that I have a date and she doesn't. I see her concerned face in the mirror, eyes wide, slight overbite piercing into lower lip, and I realize what an idiot I am. Tammy isn't jealous. She's just stating the obvious. She got an invitation to the wedding, after all. She doesn't know about Miri's new talent or our secret plan, so of course she thinks I have to go to the wedding. "I guess I was so excited that he asked me, I forgot it was on the same night," I offer as explanation.
"I'm really sorry," she pats me on the shoulder. "Don't be disappointed. I'm sure he'll ask you to the next dance."
Her face brightens.
"I have an idea. Why don't you ask your dad if you can bring a date?"
Poor clueless Tammy. First of all, there is no way I would make Raff suffer through the wedding, aka the horror show. It's one thing for Tammy to be there as a friend, but a boy I'm trying to get to like me? No chance. And second, and more important, there is no way whatsoever that I would allow Raff to see me in that hideous pink flamingo monstrosity.
"Yeah, that's a good idea,"
I say. As if. The bell rings, and I add, "We should get to homeroom." We're heading upstairs when I spot Raff charging through the hallway, his coat still on. He perks up when he sees me and motions for me to hold on. After shoving his stuff into his locker and taking out his books, he walks over to us.
"Hey, girls."
"Hey."
Sometimes my lack of creativity kills me. Why do I sound like such a robot around boys like Raff?
"Hi, Raff,"
Tammy says, grinning. He smiles, and I notice he has a dimple in his left cheek.
How adorable.
How amazing that I notice something new and spectacular every time I see him.
"Hurrying off to win another math competition?" he asks me.
"He's teasing me. How adorable is that?"
"I'm not giving up till I come in first," I say. He laughs and drums his pen against his notebook.
"You tell me who the loser who beat you is, and I'll take care of him."
The second bell rings.
"Got to get to class. See you later, Rachel."
I exhale. I watch him disappear down the hall. What an adorable butt. It's barely even there.
And then Tammy and I hike the stairs two at a time.
You two are so cute together, Tammy gushes.
So what's the story? Are you, like, a thing now?
I don't think so. We've only been out once.
Kind of. And he didn't even kiss me. After the concert, he walked me home. Because it was a date? Because he didn't want me getting kidnapped / followed? Because he was dying to spend those few more precious moments alone with me? Who can say? And when we reached my front door, I thought, this is it. He's going to kiss me. He's just going to dive into it, and why, oh why, did I not pop the piece of spearmint gum that was sitting in my pocket the whole night into my mouth? Is it supposed to do its job from inside my jacket? And he leaned in and patted me on the shoulder. On the shoulder. Is there something wrong with my lips? I knew they were too small. He keeps missing them entirely. Maybe Spring Fling will be the big night. I'm definitely investing in new lip liner. Anyway, I think it's time to fill Tammy in on Saturday night, which is when he popped the question. I'll just have to leave out the details that led up to it. I have so much to fill you in on.
Seems like it. Do you want to do something after school today?
What day is today? Oh yeah, Monday. Since my amazing quasi-date with Raph, my mind's been in a haze. Can't. Sorry. I have rehearsal.
Oh, right,
she says, and looks down at her shoes. I feel like a jerk for continuously ditching her. She's never been anything but a good friend.
Why don't we do something on Wednesday?
She half smiles.
Yeah? No rehearsal?
Nope. We have Wednesdays off. London has Pilates. It'll be great. You'll come over, we'll watch a movie, maybe convince my mom to order Chinese.
Sounds great,
she says, and gives me the okay sign. We find two seats by the left wall in homeroom, and I tell her about my quasi-date.
Did you see what Janice Cooper was wearing today? Steffi asks after school at practice.
Dory bursts out laughing.
Yeah, stirrups from like the 80s. How funny is that? She's in one of my classes. I swear, just seeing what she'll show up in every day keeps me from falling asleep.
The rest of the girls in the cast laugh. We're sitting on benches in the cafeteria, taking a 10-minute break. We've been working on our all-girls dance for the last hour. My bum muscles are killing me from all the shaking. Jewel and I have an awesome duet where we strut down the catwalk together and then both do the body wave. I love the body wave. I become the body wave.
Her hair is from the 80s, too, Melissa says. I think she might actually crimp it.
I know they're sounding horrible, but I don't think they mean to. Gossiping is their way of letting off steam. In any case, I'm in too good a mood to let anything upset me. I'm going to Spring Fling. I'm going to Spring Fling. Kind of. I still have to deal with the annoying little issue of my father's wedding, as Tammy so generously pointed out. I dig inside my school bag to find the candy bar I bought at the supermarket. As my dance mates continue cutting into every girl who isn't here, I tear open the wrapper. Anyone want some? I ask, and take a bite. They all stare at me, eyes wide, jaws dropped, apparently completely dumbfounded. Should I have offered them some before I took a bite? It's not a big deal. I can break off a piece from the other end.
You're going to eat that? Melissa asks.
Oh, come on. Not her, too. Why? Because of the South American thing? They all continue to stare at me.
In less than a month, you have to dance in front of the entire school, Melissa says. Do you know how many calories are in that?
272,
Dory pipes up.
Suck up. 11 grams of fat, Melissa adds.
Steffi scoots closer to us.
30 grams of carbs.
I'm about to wrap it up and hide it in my bag when Jewel says,
Who cares? If she's hungry, let her eat it.
Thank you, Jewel. I take a second and a mite smaller bite.
easy for you to say, Jewel, Melissa argues. Not everyone is born with your body and your metabolism. She eyes my thighs. I think I've lost my appetite. I stuff the candy bar back into my bag. London strides into the room, and we all scurry off the benches and back to our assigned spots. 5 freshmen on the right, 5 sophomores on the left. Today, she's wearing green. Why is she entitled to make a fashion statement, but Janice just gets laughed at? Personally, I think Janice looked cool in a retro sort of way. But London reminds me of an M&M. Or maybe my brain is stuck on chocolate.
Ready to finish up, girls?
London asks, and we all nod. Not that we have a choice. London's questions are always orders incognito.
Excellent, she says. We're almost done. We'll wrap it up on Saturday. Then on Sunday, I want to hold a full cast rehearsal. So why don't we meet this Saturday afternoon at 2, just for an hour?
Uh-oh, I raise my hand.
You don't have to raise your hand, Rachel. This isn't class. I won't give you a detention.
Melissa snickers, and my cheeks heat up. Is it possible they found out about my detention? Is it loserish to get a detention? I thought it would give me a rebel edge. Or maybe they don't even know, and I'm making a crisis out of a spelling mistake. I lower my hand and feel mildly ridiculous.
I can't make practice this weekend. I'll be at my dad's on Long Island. That's so cute, London says. You still do the weekend at your dad's thing?
Still? I didn't realize it was something you grew out of.
I kind of have to go.
London sighs.
Rachel, the show is in 3 weeks, and you've only been with us for 1. When we accepted you at this late date, I warned you that you would have to devote all your time to the cause, and now you're backing out of your end of the deal. Is that fair, Rachel?
Why is she talking to me as if I'm 7? All eyes are on me. I have a sinking feeling that maybe Laura Jenkins didn't drop out of the show, that maybe she was booted out. Please tell me that London's not going to freak out. I think I might cry if she freaks out.
Why am I stuttering? I have to be on Long Island.
There's no way Miri will cast the truth spell on STB without me. If I miss this weekend at my dad's, we'll have to wait 2 more weeks. That'll leave just 1 week before the wedding. What if the spell doesn't work? Would we have time to concoct something else?
What if, instead of meeting on Saturday, we meet on Sunday before the big rehearsal, I offer. I'll take a morning train back into the city. That way we all have our Saturday free.
Jewel and some of the sophomores nod.
I'd prefer to meet on Saturday, Melissa quips.
I'd prefer she shut up. London considers my proposal.
All right. Maybe I'll spend Saturday talking to the designers. Anyone want to tag along?
Dory, of course, raises her hand. Wednesday morning, I'm running into school, late as usual, still in my coat, when an all-in-brown London blocks my path.
Today, she barks, after school, emergency opening practice.
I seem to remember having some sort of plan for after school. Pizza? Chinese? What was it?
I might have plans today. Isn't it our day off?
London wrinkles her nose as if she's tasting something vile, such as mac and cheese with ketchup.
Miri does this. Is that really necessary? Does ketchup need to go on everything?
Then plants her hands on her hips.
I will not have my opening be a mess. My opening is going to be perfect. Do you understand? Perfect. And Pilates is canceled. You'd think the instructor could have waited until after the fashion show to give birth, wouldn't you?
Tammy, I have plans with Tammy.
But no buts, Rachel. If you're going to bail on every practice, then you're not going to be in my show.
Bail on every practice? I'm leaving my dad's early so I can be at practice. Doesn't that count for something?
Okay, fine, she nods. 3 o'clock, sharp. As soon as she slinks away, I run to my locker. Tammy is closing hers.
Hey, Tammy, I say out of breath. Save me a seat in class, will you? I'll be there in 2 secs.
Don't worry, I'll wait for you.
She leans against the locker.
Guess what I rented yesterday? The widescreen edition DVD of Star Wars. Fun, huh? And I brought the microwave popcorn that you love, the kind with extra, extra, extra butter.
My mouth waters. Then I think of that candy bar, and that makes me think of the show.
Tammy, I'm so sorry, but London is forcing me to go to rehearsal after school.
Her smile withers like a plant that's been shoved into a closet.
Again?
I pile the books I need onto the floor and snap my lock closed.
Yeah. Can't you not go?
Trust me, I tried.
Whatever,
she says, and storms off. What just happened? I can't believe she did that. This is so not my fault. What am I supposed to do? I can't not go to rehearsal. Why does Tammy have to be such a drama queen? I pick up my books and hurry to homeroom. Tammy is sitting by the door, next to Annie, with no saved seat for me. Humph. I'm about to take a seat by my lonesome when Dory gestures to me from the front row. Well, thank you, Dory. I'd rather sit with her anyway. At least she won't lay on the guilt.
Hey, sexy,
she says. She's tearing out pictures of hairstyles from a magazine.
So is it true? Raph asked you to spring fling?
This is more like it. Fun, girly conversation. Yup. How'd you know?
Justin told me last night on the phone. I can't believe you didn't tell me earlier. Do you guys want to go together? We could rent a limo. Did you buy an outfit yet? I'm trying to decide what to do with my hair. How are you doing your makeup?
Definitely more like it. I don't know. You? I feel Tammy's eyes on me, but I don't turn around. She can share her extra, extra, extra buttered popcorn with Annie instead.